The words this morning are from John McCutcheon, who has a new album, Bucket List, and there's a song on there that's perfect for Native American Heritage Month. It's called Medicine Game. That's the name that the Iroquois who introduced lacrosse to the world gave to the game. John wrote the song about an injustice done to the Iroquois by the World Lacrosse Organization and then tells the story of what followed that injustice. Our conversation starts with John talking about how he became interested in lacrosse in the first place, and then he will tell the story that inspired his song, Medicine Game.
It was a story that I heard on NPR about lacrosse. I grew up in Wisconsin, in an area where there were a lot of Native folks. And in much the same way you'd see pickup games for baseball or football, when the Native kids got together, they were playing lacrosse. It was the most brutal kind of pickup. I mean, they were playing with rocks. I mean, where were you going to get a lacrosse ball? They made their own lacrosse sticks. And I just thought, I have never seen. I played pickup tackle football. And I never got the notion that I might get hit in the head with a rock being swung by something else. It was only Native kids who played. I never saw a white kid play lacrosse when I was growing up. But fast forward, my youngest son, when he was in middle school, decided to try out for the lacrosse team. He was terrible because he'd never played it before. He just saw it and decided he wanted to play. And worked hard, and I became a lacrosse parent. And he turned out to be a fabulous lacrosse player, both in high school and in college. So NPR has this, it's like wallpaper. And then all of a sudden, I hear the word lacrosse, and I go, oh. And it's about the World Games that are coming up next year in Alabama. The story was that when World Lacrosse announced the eight teams that were going to be playing, it was obvious to the eight teams that were named that the Iroquois Nationals, the number three team in the world, had not been invited. And World Lacrosse said, well, you have to be a sovereign nation. The Iroquois came back and said, we're not one sovereign nation. We are six sovereign nations. And the Irish team said, we are going to step out and we want to give the Iroquois our place. I did a lot of research on the song to sort of fill in the backstory of what six nations were, how lacrosse was given to the Haudenosaunee, the Iroquois, by creator. And Medicine Game is what Native people have called it from the beginning.
This ending of the Irish team giving up its spot for the Iroquois team is a kind of feel-good ending, but it does seem a shame that it was the Irish team and not the U.S. that said, they're the ones who gave us this game, and they are a sovereign nation. Did you feel when you were writing the song that it said something sad about us as a country?
The people who made the mistake were World Lacrosse. So it wasn't a particular indictment of the United States, no. But it was pointing out how little we really do know about indigenous people. You know, shame is a poor social justice tool. So I don't intend to use shame in that way, but rather illumination. I think the greater story is the recognition that these are sovereign nations. And there's a lot that most people don't know.
One of the indigenous players in the NPR piece said that all of his life lessons came from the game of lacrosse, that there's a lot of spirituality to it. Can you reconcile what you saw, which was this brutal rock-throwing game, with this spiritual aspect?
No, I can't, because I'm not part of that culture. I can't speak for it, and I can't reconcile what I saw as a young 10 or 12-year-old watching a game that I didn't understand.
What I have learned about other cultures' spirituality is that old white men have talked about those things from a podium of ignorance, and I do not want to mount that myself.
There's so much now about cultural appropriation, what people should or shouldn't sing about, write about. Do you have hesitations? Did you hesitate to write Medicine Game? What is your feeling about what you're allowed to write about?
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for saying what I'm about to say. Because I think if you are a writer of any sort, you're dealing with fiction. Nikki Giovanni, great African-American poet, said if you are going to write only from your own experience, you might get one book and three or four poems. Fiction hopefully breeds empathy. And that's the point at which I'm writing. I remember running into Sherman Alexie at the National Book Festival a number of years ago. I said, Sherman, you know the story of Sue Ann Big Crow, the great athlete from the Pine Ridge Reservation, who, when they played in a white town, and she was 14 years old, and the crowd, which was an all-white crowd, was doing Indian war whoops, and the girl who was supposed to lead the team out was afraid to go out. So Sue Ann, a freshman, said, I'll go out. I'll lead the team. So she went out and stopped in the center circle, took off her warm-up jacket and draped it over her shoulders and did the shawl dance. It was such a stunning story, especially when you consider this is a 14-year-old, to have the kind of clarity and self-knowledge to say to this crowd, this huge crowd doing all this racist stuff, saying, oh, you think you know who I am? Let me show you who I am. Let me show you something private and beautiful. And so I ran into Sherman and I said, you know the story of Sue Ann Big Crow? He says, of course I do. I said, and I have been looking all over to see the song because I want to sing about it. And I've been waiting for a native songwriter to write a song about this. And he said, and they haven't they? I said, no, they haven't. He says, well, then you should write the song. I said, you sure it's okay? Well, if you don't do it, who's going to do it? So I think, at the risk of being really inflammatory, to say that you are not allowed to write about something that you're going to be respectful about, it's a bit like intellectual book burning, saying, no, you can't think that. You can't write that. You can't talk about that. And I know who I am. I know that I come from a position of great privilege and try to write from an understanding of that. And I think my body of work speaks for itself.
You've said that you demand that your listeners do some work and get inside the song. Is that what you're talking about? Saying this might be new to you, you might not know these people, but you need to try to understand?
You know, I can't make anybody do anything. I think it's a good idea to make people invest and not fill in all the colors for them in the picture. You know, I'm dealing with a 3.5 to 4 minute medium here. So I can't spend all the time spelling everything out. And I have learned over yay these many years that I don't know everything that a song is about. Anybody who's a songwriter out there who's listening to this knows exactly what I'm talking about. We cannot be this 100% intentional. You know, I have a song, Calling All the Children Home. And I wrote that just on the 5th anniversary of my mother's death as a Christmas gift to my brothers and sisters. And I can't tell you how many preachers have come up to me and say, we use that as a communion song. It was never an intention. I wrote Water from Another Time the day my youngest son was born. And people all over are using that for an Earth Day song. It wasn't my intention, but a song is filtered through a listener's experience and conditions, and they put their own meaning into it. And that's fun. That's interesting. If I knew what every single song was exactly about, it'd be boring. In a song like Medicine Game, first of all, I thought it was a great story. A story of a really obvious, thoughtless mistake that was made worse by trying to explain why that mistake was made. And so here was an opportunity to say, but then there was the resolution when the team from Ireland said, we realize there's been a mistake. In fact, there's been two mistakes. So we're going to at least make room for you and give you our spot. We tend to idolize our heroes to the point where I'll never be a Rosa Parks. I'll never be a Martin Luther King. I could never be a Nelson Mandela. I could never be a John Lewis. I could never be a Jackie Robinson. Ah, but I could be the team from Ireland. So it's about the goodness of people, really. I have been criticized more than once for making my songs too hopeful and not dwelling on the dark. So in a song like Medicine Game, to me, it's about recognizing when an injustice has been done and doing something about it. And if in the process you get a little bit about lacrosse, a little bit about the Iroquois, good. But the point is, you can do good to rectify an injustice.
2 Alabama hosts the games. World lacrosse today release the names. But among the 8 teams there upon the list, it was clear to all that one group had been missed. Haudenosaunee, Iroquois to the French, the number 3 team in the world left on the bench. World lacrosse explained the situation. To compete, you must be a sovereign nation. They said, everything we understand conflicts. We are not one sovereign nation, we are 6. Seneca, Cuyahoga, Onondaga, Oneida, Mohawk, Tuscarora. Long before your lands were in the mix, Uinta and Peacemaker brought to be our nations and the first democracy. Of the Longhouse is our name. It is we who were given medicine game. It's not the first time, nor will it be the last, that we are so disconnected from our past. All those lessons that we learned are long forgotten. Leave us in a place so misbegotten. But the team from Ireland knew what to do. None of us would play this game if not for you. A true champion must compete with all the best. Take our spot and take your place among the rest. So next year when the tournament comes round, 8 teams will gather on Muskogee ground. Play what's long been called medicine game. Prove that they are worthy of the name.
John McCutcheon, Medicine Game, from his new album, Bucket List. And that's Mohican Bill Miller on chanting and flute. And we'll hear from him from a solo album of his in the next set.